My name is Lilian Ogazi and this is Nigeria Daily. The 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence is an annual campaign that begins on November 25th, the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and runs through International Human Rights Day on December 10th. Sexual and gender-based violence against girls and women is getting the attention it deserves as it is widespread and needs to be talked about. But gender-based violence is not peculiar to just women and girls. Men and boys face abuse too, be it domestic, verbal, or psychological abuse. Men go through it as well. How many of them get to speak up? Moses Onome, a man who has faced domestic violence, tells us his story.
My name is Moses Onome. Unfortunately, I'm a victim of domestic violence from my home. My ex-wife was abusive towards me.
Abusive in what way?
Physical abuse. She has this raging temper, and most times when we get into arguments, she gets very aggressive, starts destroying things or destroying properties. When I'm trying to hold her, to control, to stop all that, she then transfers that aggression to me physically, using things to throw at me or hit me with them or cut me with them. So, yeah.
Did you ever feel like retaliating at some point?
Yes, I'm only human. Yeah, as we all have our pain threshold, physically, emotionally, mentally. So there were moments where I felt like really hitting her back or using this item she uses to hit me, so she can also feel what I feel or feel the pain she's inflicting on me. So it was quite a lot to be able to hold back and restrain myself from hitting her.
How long did it go on for? How long were you in that marriage that you were able to endure this?
Well, I wouldn't just say the marriage in all. The marriage lasted for about 9 months, but we've been together for about 3 years. So prior getting married, I already noticed this anger and abuse from either when she deals with her friends or her colleagues. I noticed this, but she's never got physical with them. So I noticed the raging anger when we were dating, but she never did anything physical with me up until we got married. I don't know if it was being restricted in a home that made that created such an avenue, because before we got married, she could get that angry and, you know, she could just walk out and that'll be it. Or she goes back to her place and that'll be it. We get to settle after some days. But being at home, I'm guessing that's what made her feel confined, and she got physical with me.
And how did this make you feel?
I know myself. I'm a gentleman, and it was a lot able to experience such a dreadful thing. She's someone I love and I've always loved, so it was quite sad being in that situation. I tried to take her for counseling, and we tried to work things out several times. She does it, she gets apologetic, she apologizes, and we move on from there. But it happens again and again. So it was not something I was able to take anymore.
So were you able to speak up and tell people, or did you feel like it was a thing of shame because you're a man and you're going through these, you can't tell people?
Well, in terms of, when you say people, most of my neighbors were aware of it, because it gets very loud and very, everybody gets to see it. We could find ourselves outside or it gets very noisy. So I think most of my neighbors already knew what was going on. Couldn't tell any of my friends. I couldn't tell my family. It's not something you go about telling or announcing to people that, oh, My wife beats me at home, or my wife gets violent with me. So it's not something I was proud of. That was just something I could tell people. It doesn't exactly have anything to do with, oh, I'm a man.
Finally, what's your word out there to men who are going through such and don't know how to speak out or get out of such situations?
Well, for men in abusive relationships, physical abusive relationships, I think the best approach would be to get yourself out of it, get yourself out of the relationship, because there's only so much you can take. If she gets to a point where she starts to try to attempt to kill you, what would you? You wouldn't be able to, continue life. You'll die.
What a tale. That was Moses Onome speaking. One of the reasons why Moses Onome never told his friends or people around him was the way he would be seen by the society. According to him, how would I go around telling people my wife beats me? How truly does a society see men who face domestic violence? My colleague Mercy James speaks with some Nigerians.
My name is Isaac. I think, just like you, a few things I've seen, and I think they should always speak out. And then in trying to speak out, try to explain what transpired and what the abuses are. Because a whole lot of people get abused on different reasons or different ways. Mm. For some reasons, they feel men are not supposed to be abused.
Yes.
You know, and when they're abused, it looks like they are weak.
How can we manage these men being abused?
These men being abused could be prevented. One, a whole lot of time, some men tend to give the women chance to take decisions a lot. And then instead of having a conversational time together in whatever they are doing, they tend to allow these women take decisions for the house. Mm-hmm. The men are supposed to give opinions and then men take decisions. Okay, so most times the men allow these women to take those decisions because they see them as managers of the home. But not all women are good managers.
I'm T. As human, we don't wish anybody bad, you know. But you know, sometimes when you see what's going through, what's going on in the world, sometimes you just wish some men go through what they go through. And on the other hand, you wish they don't go through what they go through. So, I mean, just like I don't wish a fellow woman to be abused, so I don't wish any man. I have a brother. Yes, men have not been nice to me. Just like women speak up, men should speak up as well.
Mm. Yeah. And most people see those men as weaklings. So, do you see them as that? Those men that are...
Yeah, humans. Yeah, so men cry as well. Men cry when they go through breakup, but yeah, just like ladies cry. So, I mean, if ladies speak up, men should speak up. Just that it's not common. So, when you speak up, everyone take you to be a weak person. But, I mean, they should speak up.
My name is D. You can call me D. For me, I think some deserve it, some don't. Because some are actually honest, some are nice, some because of how extra nice they are. Some women actually take advantage of them. And when you say violence, I think at sometimes it doesn't have to be physical violence. It can be emotional violence as well, right? And all. So a lot of men go through it, and which I think they don't deserve, but some actually do deserve it. I wish I was as strong as Hulk to beat some that I dated, actually. I don't think it's a matter of speaking up, as it is already a man. You're already times two of a woman. In any way, physically, emotionally, right? So I don't think it's a matter of speaking up. It's a matter of you tackling whatever issue you're having. If a woman is abusing you as a man, you can actually just take your place as a man, or you move. Some people say they're weak, but I just feel like God made us differently. So it depends. Some can be extra emotional, some can be weak.
Okay, my name is Toby. I think it happens, and it's unfortunate, because for the most part, most people will not believe you because you are men, and they also believe that you are also the one doing the violence. So you even going through and just reporting it sounds unbelievable. Yeah, but I know it's happening. Statistically, it's not as much or rampant as women being victims. Speaking up might make you look weak. Speaking up might make most often than not, it will be unbelievable, because it's a male-centric society. So we can speak up, then we should also create avenues and encourage more men or guys or young boys to be able to speak up when they are victims of gender-based violence.
Those are some Nigerians speaking. Why do we have cases of men never speaking up when it comes to domestic violence? After the break, we would find out. Do stay. You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're looking at gender-based violence and how men are victims too. Before we went on break, we spoke to a man who shared his story on how he was abused domestically and verbally by his wife. We further heard from some Nigerians on how they perceive men who go through domestic violence. Gender-based violence has been recognized as a global public health and human rights problem that leads to high rates of morbidity, mortality, depression, substance dependence, suicide, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Men and boys too face abuse. The only difference, they hardly speak up. Why? Why are the cases of male gender violence underreported? Bisola Fatoye puts this question and more to a gender-based activist.
My name is Khadija Amane Aniu, and I'm a transgender advocate. I'm the monitoring and evaluation officer in Sports Center and Legal Orientation Center for Legal Orientation and Humanitarian Aid here in Kano. So in short, I'm a gender advocate. Yes, there are also men who experience gender violence, but the issue is that they don't voice out. Most of them feel like they can't say it out that they are violated by women, but it happens, let me say, almost 10% out of 100 that men also face gender violence, especially adults that are married. Okay. And some kids also face some types of forms of gender violence too.
Okay. What's your take on men who face gender-based violence?
Like just today, we work against gender violence here in Kano. We work from the NAPTIP office to the State House of Assembly. So some men there were saying that, okay, you people are fighting for the rights of women and children. What of us men? There should be law that will protect us. So mostly men like have that feeling that they, even if they are, if they face some kind of violence, they are shy to say it out, like he feels violence from a woman or he is discriminated by a lady. But there are some lecturers that I once had discussion with them. They told me that they are facing a lot of challenges with their students. A student will come straight to their office demanding for sex. Like, for real, I had this discussion for a lot of lecturers. Some of them are, like, department officers that, like, they used to sign papers for students before they can proceed their registration. So they say they face this kind of violence from students in the school. Like, a lady will come and demand for sex when she wants something from you. So it's a very big challenge. But the problem is they don't voice out.
Okay.
That's it. Because the person that first of all told me this, he said that in his life he has never discussed this with any person. A lady come to his office, she even had the guts to undress herself. So you see, okay, this is violence being faced, but they don't voice out actually.
Yes. So on this issue of not voicing out, what do you think is the reason behind them not voicing out? Do you think there's a particular way they are probably going to be perceived by the society or friends and families? Why do you think they do not voice out?
Why I think they do not voice out is there is something we call gray matter. It's in the brain. Medical perspective understand this well. So you see, when you see, even if it is a boy and a girl, there is something that the boys can handle. Let me just give an example with a lizard. A very small boy can deal with a lizard, but a woman has that strong mind to deal with a lizard, but a woman cannot do that. So most of them feel like if they say it out, like they downgrade themselves as a man. How on earth can I come out and say that this woman did this to me? So that's the main reason I think they don't like voicing out.
Okay. All right. So is there anything that can be done? What would you say to men who are in those kind of situations? How do they step out of their shell?
They should voice out. That's the best way, because to be in an abusive relationship or any kind of violence, like, it even disturbs your mental health. It affects mental health. It affects well-being. So they should be voicing out, actually. Because sometimes when a man is facing those kind of violence in his home, maybe he will end up violating other women outside. He'll face challenge in his house because he don't have control over that. So he might end up violating other people outside. So I think the best thing they should do is that we all have rights, both men and women, children, we all have rights. So whenever your right is violated, either you're a man or a boy or whatever you are, just come out and voice out and demand for justice. I believe there's going to be justice for each gender.
That was Khadija Amani, a gender-based activist, speaking. Men, too, get abused and beaten up in marriages. Each gender deserves equal opportunity to speak up. God bless Nigeria. And this is where we wrap up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com, buzzsprouts.com, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, and Sawaba FM 104.9 in Hadejia. Now, if you have questions or comments or suggestions of topics that you would like us to talk about, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you could reach us via social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.